Meanwhile, in Iraq, the U.S. State Department said it's aware of the reported kidnapping of an American journalist there, identified as Shelley Kittleson by one of the outlets that she worked for. A U.S. official said a member of an Iranian proxy known as Kataib Hezbollah was arrested on suspicion of being involved in the kidnapping. Today, a defiant Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Iran could no longer threaten Israel's existence and promised to speak soon about new alliances in the region. And the U.S. is reportedly adding even further to its forces, dispatching a third aircraft carrier strike group to the Middle East, the USS George H.W. Bush. But Secretary Hegseth would not say today if the U.S. would deploy ground forces.
We're not going to foreclose any option. You can't fight and win a war if you tell your adversary what you are willing to do or what you are not willing to do, to include boots on the ground.
All options open to a potentially open-ended conflict.